and you're listening this afternoon on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. On Thursday, some 34,000 teachers at French language schools in Quebec could vote to strike. That could affect some 275,000 school kids in the province, and it follows months of labor unrest and tense contract talks with the government there. Reporter Maya Johnson has been following this story for CTV in Montreal, and she joins us now. Maya, welcome to VPR.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Hundreds of teachers gathered yesterday in Montreal to talk about how to handle these contract negotiations. What's the latest there?
Well, they're feeling extremely frustrated. This has been ongoing for months now. And so yesterday, about 600 teachers gathered at a downtown Congress Center to discuss strategy, essentially, because they've walked away from the negotiating table because right now the government isn't willing to budge on its cost-neutral condition. They basically do not want any additional financial cost to the state in this new contract, and the teachers are saying, well, listen, we can't make improvements to the system without any additional money.
I read a quote from a government official last week, and he said both sides were light years away from an agreement. Help us understand what either side is asking for and what's the fundamental disagreement right now.
Yes, that's right. Light years, and that was, pretty strong language coming from Martin Coitier, the president of the Treasury Board, who's handling these negotiations for the government. I should probably explain, how the unions break down, because there are different divisions. You have the Common Front, which represents a certain number of unions, and you also have the Federation of Autonomous Teachers. They represent those 34,000 teachers in French public schools that you were talking about earlier. So it's two separate sets of negotiations. Now, that light years comment was about the Common Front representing a variety of public sector workers. And what they were asking for originally was a 13.5% increase over 5 years. Now, the government said no way and offered about 5.3% over the next 5 years. The unions counteroffered with 6.9% over 3 years, and that is when the government said, no way, we're still light years away from an agreement.
Is it only about money? Is it about working conditions, classroom conditions?
It's not just about the money. We have teachers saying class sizes are becoming unmanageable, up to 40 students in a class, and it's just come to a point where teachers can't really sustain that type of a working environment.
If on Thursday these French language teachers do vote to go on strike for 3 days in the second week of December, what does this look like for students and families in Quebec?
It seems that largely these unions have the support of the public. They feel that the public is behind them at this point. And actually, a Léger poll came out over the weekend that suggested that 64% of Quebecers are not happy with the way the government is handling these negotiations with the public sector workers. And, 54% say they're not in favor of these government austerity measures. And they're looking long term. They're looking at the bigger picture. They're looking at the future of their children's education.
There was a one-day strike about a month ago that reportedly involved more than 100,000 teachers at English language schools and some provincial workers. Is there a larger story about labor unrest in Quebec right now?
We have this government, the Premier Philippe Couillard government, that has been in place since April 2014, and their goal is to reach a balanced budget. And in order to do that, they've had to, completely overhaul the way the health system is funded, the way the education system is funded. And people are sort of characterizing this as an obsession with austerity, an obsession with balancing the books, at the expense of education, at the expense of healthcare. And so it has created unrest, generally speaking, because, it's not just about salaries and working conditions. It's also about how we should be running the province and whether balancing the books is worth the other costs that it entails.
Maya Johnson is a reporter with CTV in Montreal. We've been talking about a possible strike vote that French language school teachers could take on Thursday. Maya, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.